When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Myself Chakras, episode 131.
All your dreams come true if you have the courage to pursue them.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, and you are listening to My Seven Chakras, a show where we live out the Buddhist law of cause and effect, because we believe that the only thing stopping you from getting to where you want to reach is your ability to take action. This is a show where you will learn about hundreds of individuals just like you who overcame challenges, learned new practices, new ideas, and new concepts, took action, and found their life's true calling. So in case this is the first time you're tuning in, I request you to have an open heart and set aside all your preconceived notions, because you are about to embark on an epic adventure. Action Tribe, we have an amazing episode in store for you today. But before that, let me ask you this. How did you first get to know about the chakras? I repeat, how did you first become aware of these energy centers or the chakras? I'm curious. So whether you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook or Instagram, post your response using the hashtag #MySevenChakras so that I can find your answer and reply to it. And moving on, I am super excited to bring you our featured guest for today, Jennifer Taylor. So Jennifer, are you ready to inspire?
Yes.
Awesome. So Jennifer Noel Taylor, CEO of Quantum Touch and author of Love Incorporated, The Business of Doing What You Love, dedicates her life to helping people discover the healing power of love. Jennifer is an energy healing practitioner and a self-help motivator. She graduated from Cal Poly with a Bachelor of Science degree in computer science and a minor in philosophy. After graduation, she started her first job as a software engineer at a big company in San Diego. Like so many people, she felt incredibly trapped and depressed at a job that paid the bills but didn't align with her true passion in life. She innately knew that she had a purpose and felt keenly aware that she was not following her true calling in life. To cope with the social isolation and depression she felt at work, she studied bodywork and alternative healing. She attended the International Professional School of Bodywork, Escaline Institute in Big Sur, and the Maui Academy of Healing Arts. While working on people, she started to feel the energy fields emanating from people. She became fascinated by energy healing and studied various energy healing modalities, including Reiki. Then she met Richard Gordon, the founder of Quantum Touch, at his lecture on Maui. She fell in love with the vision of Quantum Touch and received a very clear message from the universe that energy healing was her calling. She took over as CEO of Quantum Touch in June 2002. So Jennifer, I've given our listeners a glimpse into your amazing life, but take a minute and tell us a bit more.
Well, I wanted to let our listeners know that I when I was working as a software developer, I hit this really massive state of depression and despair, and I didn't really know a way out. And this is what inspired me to write my book, because I'm hoping that other people can find a way out of a job that feels depressing or they feel trapped in a treadmill of life. And so to find my way out, what happened was I received some downloads from the universe, from source, from God, or all that is, or whatever people want to call it. It spoke to me through my heart. The universe speaks to us through our heart, and it gave me what my true calling here is in life. And once it spoke to me, it resonated deeply within my being that I was here to do energy healing. Now, everyone's true calling is different, but that was my particular true calling. And so I was able to follow the clues that the universe sent me. And I went from being depressed at my job to creating a new life, working in energy healing, and eventually running Quantum Touch, which is now my full-time job, which is I'm CEO of Quantum Touch. So I just wanted to share a little bit about my story in hopes that other people out there can start following what their heart is truly telling them.
So following the heart and getting advice from our higher selves, all these are reasons why we have amazing entrepreneurs, visionaries, and thought leaders like you. And I can't wait to learn more about your story. Now, the first few minutes of every episode is dedicated to some inspiration, so that no matter where we are right now in time and space, we come back to the here and now. So let me ask you, what is your favorite inspirational quote? And also tell us how you apply this quote in your life.
My favorite quote at the moment is, all your dreams come true if you have the courage to pursue them. And that was Walt Disney. And he was such a visionary, creating the first theme park, and believed in helping people connect to their dreams. And I love his vision. I love Walt Disney. And I feel that having the courage to pursue them, that's a real big trait right there, because usually to pursue your true calling in life requires what I call in my book, a leap of faith, meaning that it requires you to step outside of your comfort zone and go on a path that may allow you to grow more deeply. And it may be a challenging path, but it's also your true heart's calling and your most fulfilling path. So finding that courage to take the leap of faith really is what it's about.
So I think that's a really amazing quote. The focus is, Action Tribe, on the courage to pursue your dreams, because many people have dreams or visions, but they stop because they feel afraid. And today we are learning that it's important to feel the fear, but go ahead anyway, go through that challenge, have the courage to pursue your dreams, have the courage to step out of your comfort zone and to have or to take a leap of faith. So thanks a lot for reminding us, Jennifer.
Yeah, I've had many opportunities in life to take that leap of faith and step outside of your comfort zone. And, you know, for example, doing energy healing 14 years ago, it was definitely on the fringe of what was considered normal or acceptable. And sometimes what your heart is really telling you to do may be outside of the box, really. It may be unusual. It may be something that you love, but don't feel like it's would be accepted in today's society. Mm-hmm. And usually if you look at the top visionaries, right, like Apple CEO and some of the top visionaries, their vision was really looking at the future. It was a very futuristic vision, because they were paving a new path, and many people probably thought they were very crazy to do so, but it was what their heart was telling them to do, and it required them to really stand firm in their truth. And that's what I'm hoping we can inspire people to do.
Wonderful. Now, for someone who is new to this field, what exactly is energy healing?
Energy healing is what I call, it's a form of alternative medicine. It works with the energy field of the body to accelerate the healing process. And energy fields are a very esoteric concept to many people, so I like to explain it in kind of a realistic, down-to-earth way. If anyone's ever had the experience of driving along in their car and you know that the person in the lane next to you is looking at you, you know, how do you know that, right? It's like you can feel their presence on some level. And that actually is you feeling the energy of the other person. So we all are, the core philosophy is we're all divine beings in a human body. And I believe that our energy is a reflection of the part of us that is divine, with our spiritual energy to repattern our physical bodies. And so let me give you an example. Body is a reflection of our spiritual and emotional energy. So if you have pain somewhere, that's actually a reflection of your spiritual and emotional pain. And we've been taught that it's the other way around, that we can just take a pill, right, and it'll fix the physical. But we forget to look under the hood, so to speak, and realize that the body is just a messenger from spirit. So that's our core philosophy.
Wonderful. So I love that you mentioned that our body is a reflection of our spiritual and emotional energy. And the fact that if you take pills or these allopathic drugs right away, it might solve the surface level problem, but we need to go deeper. We need to look deeper in order to find the root cause. Is that correct?
That's correct. And that's what energy healing does. And it's a pathway to looking deeper into what is really the root of the condition. And it's usually what I've noticed, it comes down to, where did the person stop loving themselves? Where did the person stop loving other people? Mm-hmm. It all comes down to, where is the love no longer manifesting in the person's life?
So based on your experience, what are some of the benefits of energy healing?
But the energy healing, because it gets to the root cause, usually resolves the physical issue for good. So I don't know how many people are familiar with taking medication, but if you have a chronic condition and you're taking medication, you'll notice that you'll have to continue taking the medication to keep the condition stop working at a certain dose, and you need to increase the dose. Mm-hmm. So what's going on is that you're not getting to the root cause because you're just continually having to take the medication. With energy healing, now, I'm not going to say for people to go off their medication right away or anything like that, because I'm not a doctor, but energy healing basically, instead of covering up the problem, it leads people down to the path of understanding and resolving the root cause. So once you change the vibration, you're done with the condition. And that's the biggest advantage to me, is you're actually dealing with the cause.
So thanks a lot for that clarification and that explanation. Now, Jennifer, many of our listeners listening to the show right now, many of them want to transform their life, their health, their livelihoods. They want to either find a job that suits their life purpose, or they want to start their own business. However, as you might agree, people can't just wake up one day and leave their jobs, especially if they feel like they aren't in the right place right now. So I know that you might have felt a similar way as well, right? Because you made that change. You had a high-paying job as a software engineer and you took a leap of faith. But what is that one simple thing that a listener should be doing in the meantime while he or she is trying to make this transition?
The most simple thing I think people can start is spending a small period of time each day doing something they love, even if it's just petting the cat or working in your garden, or because what happens is, if you do something you love, you open your heart, and that's when you can start hearing your divine guidance. And once you start doing that and becoming aware of your divine guidance and understanding what you're truly here to do, that's the first step. And I feel like that's where a lot of people get lost, is they don't even know why they're here. So that's step number one, is being open to hearing the universe, opening your heart, and hearing what your true calling is. That's step number one. Step number two is, you know, this first step is just 10 minutes a day, just a little bit each day, opening up to hearing your divine guidance. Then what I feel happens next is, once you understand your true calling, you are then guided on the next step of the journey. So you get almost like the universe is giving you a path of breadcrumbs leading you to your true calling. It'll give you the next step. Now, I don't know what that is for people, because everyone's different. And for me, I got a very specific next step. But for everyone, you do get the next step. And it may seem even unrelated to your true calling, but the idea is to trust your guidance and to trust what your heart is really saying.
Mm-hmm. Now, based on your experience, I know that you've taken many leaps in your life. Let's say a person has taken the first few steps based on some message that they might have got. In your opinion, what are some signs that will tell someone that they are not on the right path that they should be on?
That's a great question. So the signs that a person's not on the right path is usually a feeling of depression or despair or lack of joy. Or you may even intuitively feel that you're that you're not doing what you came here to do, what your true calling is. I think also health issues manifest oftentimes because the universe is trying to get you onto your life path. So if you have a lot of health issues, one of the things that may be going on is that you're really not doing what you came here to do. And I have a great example. You know, one person I talked to sustained an injury that didn't allow her to work. Mm-hmm. And she was initially talking to me about her injury, but I realized that the truth was she didn't really want to do that job anymore. So it almost co-created this condition where she physically couldn't do the job anymore because it really wasn't her path. And that's just amazing how powerful we are, that we can create a health problem that can prevent us from going to work. So I love it.
Wonderful. So you mentioned that it's all about learning to trust our intuition, learning to trust what our higher self is trying to tell us. Now, I can imagine someone listening to this show right now saying, how do I know? How can I tell if that's not my imagination and it's really my higher self?
That's a great question. Yeah, sometimes it can feel like your imagination, but when you're hearing your higher self, yeah, it usually has a sense of resonating throughout your entire being, and it resonates with your heart. You can feel it. You have that intuitive knowing that that's your truth, that that's the truth of the universe. It's a really usually a very powerful feeling of truth rather than a musing, so to speak. Like, you know, that was spoken from your higher self. It also comes with a sense of incredible joy. If you contemplate going down that path, you have a sense of an amazing level of joy. And to me, that's a sign that you're following your truth. Your true calling is a deep sense of joy.
Beautiful. Now, as a leader, as a practitioner, as a strong proponent of the field of energy healing, I'm sure you come across numerous transformational stories on a regular basis. But till date, what has been the most inspiring energy healing story that you've come across? I'm sure our listeners are curious to learn more.
The most inspiring one is something that just happened fairly recently. My business partner, Richard, and I went to Hong Kong and Japan. And there's this amazing community of QT instructors and practitioners in Hong Kong. And there was a family there that had a baby, and the baby was on the brink of death. And they had used energy healing and quantum touch daily on the baby. And when we got to Hong Kong, the baby was fully alive and happy and looked like a completely normal child. And they had slides and pictures, and they told the story, and it was told in Chinese. So we didn't quite understand the story, but you could just, I mean, the mom was crying to see us because she was so grateful that she was able to find a tool that basically saved her baby from dying. It was just a beautiful, beautiful moment. They had a ceremony for us, and they were just so grateful. And I was just so grateful that we could be a part of it. And also, it was amazing too, because the energy transcends language. Like, we didn't have to understand Chinese to really know what was going on there. It's just this level of gratitude and joy around their baby. That was just a really beautiful story that we got to be a part of.
That's so amazing. I love that you mentioned energy transcends language or verbal communication, because that's much beyond verbal. It's about your body language, your energy, your aura, and that's something that transcends oral language. Now, let's go back in time now. How did you first encounter the field of energy healing? What's the story behind that?
Well, when I was in massage school doing body work, I started to feel the energy around people. And that was my first encounter. I didn't know there was a such thing as energy healing, but I had this intuitive feeling that there was more to a person than just the body. And I could start to feel it as energy around the person. And I really got into this idea that by sending a person love, we could facilitate their healing. It just sort of came to me, but I just really fully resonated with it. And so I started experimenting with the idea while doing body work and started playing with energy, although I didn't even know what it was at the time. And then I met my business partner, Richard Gordon, at a lecture on energy healing that he was giving on Maui over 14 years ago. And everything that he talked about as far as energy just resonated as truth for me. Mm-hmm. And I knew that this is what I came to do.
Awesome. Now, as CEO of Quantum Touch, what is your vision for how Quantum Touch will impact the future of the world?
I feel that when people start to do energy healing, they're basically opening their hearts. They're opening their hearts and they're opening their hearts to the client. They're allowing more love into the space. They're allowing their client to receive more love. They're allowing themselves to receive more love. And whenever you open your heart and whenever you send love, you're sending love to the whole world.
True.
And as more and more people get into their heart, I feel like we're going to heal a lot of the trauma and issues and people killing each other and all that negativity. Because when you're in your heart, you can't kill another person. You can't hurt another person when you're in your heart. Because you feel what other people feel. And you know that when you hurt another person, you're hurting yourself. So I see that as more and more people use energy healing, not only are they going to be healthier and happier, it's mm-hmm. going to be a more loving world. And that's what my vision is.
I think that's a really amazing and powerful vision. Now, you mentioned that you were in massage school. You started to feel energy emanating from people. And you knew deep down that there was more to a person than just their physical being. And I know that many of our listeners, someone listening to this episode right now, wants to experience that first sign. That first sign that will show them the power of energy healing. They want to really take that first step and they want to maybe feel that energy surge like you did. So is there a simple yet powerful technique that you could share today with our listeners that can sort of build the momentum? I know it takes a lot of time to really develop these skills, but to take that first step, what would you suggest?
If people want to feel energy, there's a lot of different techniques, and I'm going to share a very simple one. If you hold your hands apart from each other, and you know maybe an inch or two, so your palms are facing each other, and then on every exhale, you breathe into your hands. And what happens is when you sit there and inhale and exhale and focus on your breath, you'll start to feel a sensation between your hands. And it may take a little bit of practice if you've never felt energy before, but eventually you'll start to feel the energy between your hands. And this is just an amazing exercise because once you feel the energy, you reach that understanding that you yourself are not just a physical being. So it's worth it to me to work every day at expanding your feeling of energy. It's really fun to do, actually.
That is amazing. I'll have this in the show notes. Action Tribe, many of you have already experienced energy healing and you're on your journey to learning more and more about how you can heal your body and heal the people around you. There are some for whom energy healing is really new. And for you guys, I would really, really request you try out this exercise because it means that you will be going from, you know, logically knowing or hearing that it works to intuitively understanding that it works. And that is the compelling force, I guess, that would drive you to reading more, learning more, and really transforming your life. To access today's show notes, visit my7chakras.com/131. That's my7chakras.com/131. Adversity introduces a man to himself. This is a quote by Seneca. Action taker, this is the truth. If you don't dream big, you don't take action, you stick within your comfort zone, then every new day is the same. You wake up, live your day, and go to sleep. You know what to expect. You know how to respond, and you are satisfied. However, if you are constantly taking action towards your vision and you try out new and different ways to get there, you are bound to come across adversity, and adversity can knock you down. But if you get up every time you fall, if you get back and take action, if you learn from your mistakes and you stay focused, you will learn so many things about yourself that you had never imagined. And as Seneca once said, you will be introduced to yourself. And speaking about adversity, Jennifer, take us back to a time when you faced a major challenge. Firstly, how did you look at the situation? And then finally, how did you overcome that obstacle?
One of my major challenges in Quantum Touch as running the business happened in 2008. If you guys remember 2008 in the United States, the economy took an instant nosedive. And basically, the revenue in our company dropped down at least 40% basically overnight. We were looking at going out of business. I mean, if nothing changed, we would be out of business in about 2 weeks. And I was just distraught. I didn't really know what to do. So now part of me wanted to give up. I think when you hit a super high level of adversity, there's that part of you that says, it's not worth it. I'm giving up and that's it. And however, there's that part of you that knows that you can overcome this. And the great part about that is once you overcome it, you are stronger. And it also, I believe, adversity helps you get closer and closer to achieving a greater and greater vision. So, you know, you become stronger and you also raise the vibration of everything around you so that your business is even better, or you're even a better version of yourself. So what we did was I managed to find some very creative ways to cut the expenses very fast. One way was I had my employees start working from home. We cut office expenses. We cut a lot of the infrastructure costs. Now, the amazing part that came out of this was that we had to quickly develop a way to deal with no central office. So we had to have this remote business model where anyone could work anywhere, which meant I could work anywhere. I didn't need an office anymore. My employees could work anywhere. So I moved back to Hawaii because I didn't need to live in an office and be in a particular location. So there was a blessing in disguise that came out of that, right? And most adversities have that blessing in disguise. Now, the other thing that really was great from this is because I developed a way to do business remotely, you know, with the phone systems and the computers and everything like that, we now have been able to bring on international liaisons that can work from their country. So we have a liaison in Hong Kong, a liaison in Japan, a liaison in France. And that was due to the idea that I developed this model that could have people work from anywhere in the world. Now that adversity allowed me to expand my international program. So there was definitely a blessing in disguise.
Amazing. So looking back now, in just one sentence, what is that one life lesson that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Life lesson is connect with your heart and follow your heart truly, because that will take you places that you never imagined.
Wonderful. Now, there are so many things that you mentioned in this particular story, which I think we can all take and apply in our individual lives as well. You shared that during the recession, which was really, really challenging, not only for US, but for countries around the world, because it was a global crisis, your company revenue went down by 40%, and you had about 2 weeks time before you would suffer a major loss. As you mentioned, part of you wanted to give up. The other part, the optimist, wanted to take action and knew that you would come out of this, and this would not only benefit you, but also the people around you and your employees. You found way to cut expenses by allowing employees to work from home, which I think is genius in terms of the employee morale, but also through that you were able to attract talent from around the world, which I think is a double benefit. I think it takes someone to really get this idea in the midst of all this challenge that you were going through, which I think is hugely inspiring. So thanks a lot for sharing the story, and I'm sure a lot of listeners listening to this will use this in their life as well. Action Tribe, as you head towards your vision, there are two things that you need to constantly remind yourself of. Firstly, your time here on earth is limited and is counting down. Secondly, you are the main force that brought you to where you are, and you are the main force responsible for making your dreams come true. Sometimes we might forget, but always remember this quote by Groucho Marx, who said, "Each morning when I open my eyes, I say to myself, I, not events, have the power to make me happy or unhappy today. I can choose which it shall be. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I have just one day today, and I am going to be happy in it." So if you want, write down this quote. We'll have this in the show notes as well. But Jennifer, have you found your life's calling? And if yes, what is your life's calling at this point in time?
I believe that my life calling initially started with energy healing to help people empower themselves to facilitate their own healing. I love getting to the root cause of things with people. I love that. And as many life callings, my life calling is also expanding into how can we take the energy healing, the concepts that we teach in energy healing, and expand it to the business world. What if everyone was happy at their job? What if everyone was actually following their true calling? How would that affect our health? How would that affect our economy? How would that affect how we treat each other on the planet? I mean, if everyone was really following their true calling, what if the whole globe just sort of fit and everything just started working. I mean, it may sound idealistic, but I feel that when people really open their hearts, it's the missing link in health and wealth and relationships. And so my vision went from using energy and helping people with their health to a more global vision of let's help people in all aspects of their life. Mm-hmm. And now my passion is let's focus on career and life path, because I realized that part of health is following your true life path. Mm-hmm. And that's my next step now. That's what I've been focusing on, is let's help people really tap into their truth. I love that. I love to help people through that process.
I think that's really powerful, because what you're doing is you're not only helping people tap into their health using energy healing, but also finding ways to have 40 extra hours during the week, 40 or 60 hours extra during the week, instead of pursuing a job which they might not be that passionate about, using their talents, using their wisdom, using their gifts to do whatever they want, whatever business they want, that makes them happy and allows them to connect with their higher self. Is that right?
Yeah. And another bonus of connecting with your higher self is that your greatest love is your greatest service to the planet. Those are intertwined. So I believe that spirit is urging you to follow your heart, because ultimately you provide your greatest service by doing so, which is lovely. I love that.
That's awesome. Now, as you look back at your life, was there a special moment or a magical moment beyond which you were confident that your life was about to change?
Once I understood my life purpose, even though I was at a job that wasn't working for me, once I really got that download, I had a download on my life purpose, I felt like my life was getting ready to change. And that was all it took, was knowing that it is possible to really follow your true calling.
That's amazing. And with that, Jennifer, we have arrived at the final round for today's show, the wisdom round. Now, this is a rapid fire round that contains just 4 questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the best advice that someone's ever given you?
Follow your heart, pursue your passion, and there's no such thing as security.
Got it. Name a personal habit that you'd like to encourage our listeners to try out.
I believe that looking at your diet, in addition to following your true life calling, but your diet can really affect your ability to hear the words of the divine.
So what is your morning ritual like? What do you do during the first 2 hours of your day?
What I like to do is I like to connect with my purpose of the day, and I like to connect with my vision, and I like to set an intent for the day. Not just an intellectual intent, but really listening and understanding what the deeper intent is of the day. And it's basically just connecting to my guidance and understanding my intent.
So what is that one book that you'd like to recommend for our listeners today?
It's a book called The Prosperity Secret by Marcus Rothkrantz. He's one of my favorite authors. He's written some amazing books. And his book really describes a lot, like his and my philosophy are very similar. And I just love his body of work. So it's Marcus Rothkrantz, The Prosperity Secret.
So Action Tribe, to access today's show notes, visit my7chakras.com/131. That's my7chakras.com/131. So Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us today. Before you go, tell us one thing that you're grateful for, and also tell us the best way we can find you.
Well, today I'm grateful for the fact that I live in Hawaii. It's an awesome place. It's absolutely beautiful. And you can reach me on my website at www.loveincorporatedthebook.com. Again, that's www.loveincorporatedthebook.com. And I have some free gifts available if you sign up for my mailing list. I have a free download on strategies to transform drama in your life. And I have a free ebook just for signing up. So I hope you get a chance to visit my site. And thank you so much for having me on your show.
So thanks a lot, Jennifer. Action Tribe, if you've listened so far, it means that you're really committed to transforming your life, and not only transforming your health using energy healing, but also using energy healing to transform different aspects of your life, like your health, your relationships, your business, or your work as well. And And if you need to know more of what sort of techniques, what strategies can you use to tap into your genius, tap into the gifts that you have and identify how can you live your life's purpose, then you need to go to loveincorporatedthebook.com. I'll have the link in the show notes so that you can click the link, go there, learn more about how you can do what you need to do. So Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on our show, talking to us about the power of energy healing and love and taking us one step closer to a human revolution.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate being on the show. Thank you.
You're listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.